The following emergency motion on Kazakhstan, moved by Socialist Party member Catherine Williams, was passed at the PCS Broad Left Network conference. Activists should consider moving similar motions in their trade unions. Motion: this conference agrees to support workers in Kazakhstan protesting against the government and oppose the harsh repression and response by sending international solidarity to the workers protesting in Kazakhstan, sending a protest message to the Kazakh ambassador from PCS Broad Left Network, to circulate information to activists in PCS to encourage them to raise the issue in their branches, regions/nations and groups, and to send protest messages to the Kazakh ambassador. Model draft letter: protest letters of international solidarity can help make these regimes consider more carefully about how they respond. This is a model letter that can of course be adapted. Please send to the Kazakh ambassador at London at kazembassy.org.uk. Dear Ambassador Idrisov, we am a member are members of the Public and Commercial Services Union, which is the largest trade union representing government and allied workers and those on government contracts in the UK. We are writing to you to protest at the brutal repression of demonstrators throughout Kazakhstan and the state of emergency in Almaty and Mangistor. It is a basic human right to be able to demonstrate. Kazakhstan is once again revealing itself as an old-fashioned dictatorship, rather than a modern democracy. We reject the official view of the demonstrations as being led by extremists, terrorists and radicals, which is put forward on your website. The demonstrators are ordinary working class people, men, women and young people who have seen their standards of living cut, while the privileged elite and oligarchs at the top of Kazakh society enjoy a lavish lifestyle. They recognize that for the last 30 years, Nazarbayev and his family and friends have corruptly run the country at the expense of the workers. Tokayev is nothing but a puppet of Nazarbayev. That is why many of the demonstrators have been shouting down with the old man. The use of tear gas and other methods of repression must stop immediately. As trade unionists, we will be taking these issues up with UK companies that invest and work in Kazakhstan. We urge you to end the repression now. This needs to be accompanied by a commitment to allow freedom of association and the recognition of genuinely free and independent political parties, including those that challenge the ruling elite in Kazakhstan. Yours. Sent to Kazakhstan Embassy. The Ambassador. 125 Pall Mall. St. James's. London. Southwestern 1Y5EA. Email London at kazembassy.org.uk.